Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Scrub-dub-dub.
We have a very exciting guest today. People have been saying, Becca, please get her on the podcast. And I'm so excited.
Because today's the day.
Today's the day. Shannon Beveridge, you would know her from the YouTube world. She was like one of the first lesbian YouTubers.
And don't forget about Tumblr.
And Tumblr.
Huge on Tumblr.
Yeah, I wasn't a Tumblr girl.
Right? I wasn't either, but I think I'm going to get one.
I don't know. Oh, it's still up? Oh, yeah, you should get a Tumblr.
I'm going to.
Well, she was one of the OGs, and she has lived a very public life with her relationships and opening space for people in the queer community. That's literally what her goal is in everything she does.
She's also a fellow podcaster with her podcast X's and O's.
She is a podcaster. She's a content creator. She edits. She takes photos. She's very talented. And today
and she's here.
And she's here scrubbing in. So let's welcome Shannon Beveridge. Hello, Shannon Beveridge.
Hello.
Thank you for scrubbing in.
Thank you for having me. I feel like I'm being interrogated right now.
Why?
Because it's like two on one. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
2v1.
Is it intimidating, the 2-on-1 vibe?
It's a little intimidating. It's a lot of like
interesting.
Something to know.
Something to think about for the next interview.
Thanks for being honest. No one said that to us.
What if I were sitting there? Would that be different?
I don't know. Maybe like more of a circle discussion rather than like, I'm like, okay.
Right. Like you're in a police
station. Loving it. Thank you so much.
I'm loving it. I really am.
I'm so excited.
I uncomfortably shifts in the chair. For people who don't know you and don't know you from YouTube world, what's something that you want people to know about you?
Oh God. What's something? I think like my whole thing is just trying to create queer representation. So whether that's like through YouTube or art or music videos or photography, whatever it is, like that's my main goal in life, just to like show people that you can like live a whole amazing, happy life and be queer.
Yeah.
If somebody asks you like, or if you go to the doctor's office and you have to fill out like what's your occupation, what do you say?
Self-employed.
Me too.
Just like self-employed.
Okay, out of the doctor's office, if you're like at a dinner party and you're chit-chatting.
I would say I'm a content creator.
Okay.
Probably. And now I just started my podcast like end of December. So since then I've been able to be like, and I like have a podcast, which is nice because I don't know. I think for a while there was like a stigma too when I first started YouTube of saying you're a YouTuber or like an influencer. Mm-hmm. Like some people take you less seriously. But now I feel like in 2024, now it's like cool again. Yeah. I don't really know.
It's like people want to be it.
Yeah.
Like people are like, I'm trying to be influencers. Yeah. You know?
It's crazy how it's changed.
What? I hate that stigma because it's like, if you're influential, what a blessing is that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you're standing up and speaking about stuff that's important to you, like how cool and how like much of an honor is it to be influential to people?
Yeah, no, it's sick. But I think people hear it and they don't necessarily, they're like, they what makeup are you selling people? Right. You know what I mean? What influence are you influencing?
Right.
So if they don't know my brand, then it kind of just, it can sound.
Fall flat.
It's just like less cool, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I think content creator also makes more sense for me anyway, because I do a lot of different stuff too. It's not just social media. Like I also do like photography stuff and other stuff on the side. So I'm creating stuff all the time.
I was going to say, cause you shot Ariana Grande's, New York Times?
Yeah.
Times Square.
Yeah.
Billboard or whatever.
Yes. It was so cool.
And that was so epic. And how it's did so that even random. Happen? Yeah.
It's so random. I'm like, listen to my podcast. And I one time took a picture of Ariana Grande. why? Who knows? Honestly. No, one of my best friends' name is Katya Temkin, and she is a photographer and she does all of Ari's stuff.
Ari. So,
yeah, Ariana stuff.
Whoops.
Yeah, we're really close. Yeah, and she was shooting something in London and they needed a BTS person to do it. And Kat started as Ariana's BTS and like photography thing, like person. And then for that project, she actually directed it. So obviously she couldn't do the BTS. Yeah. So we were driving in LA on our way to shoot something for Kenzie Ziegler. And I was shooting BTS for that. And Kat was creative directing for it. And she looked at me. Like, Ariana sent her a voice memo. I was like, can we find someone to do the BTS? And then we were driving. And then she, like, looked at me. And I was like, with shrug. I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that. So I got to go do that. And then I took a picture of her. And
she loved, obviously.
She liked it enough to put it in Times Square. It was sick. It was
that
so cool.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like people... when they talk about their experience coming out, your name gets brought up almost every time.
That's so nice.
It's so cool. I mean, seriously, like talk about being like being someone who's in the influencer space. Like I do feel like it's so vapid sometimes. And I'm like, what am I, you know, what is my purpose? Mm-hmm. And I really feel like you have found your purpose because it's such a huge, like we were just talking about our episode on Monday, like, being able to see people feel comfortable. And we were talking about Sophia Bush just wrote this essay in Glamour and she was saying she felt like a weighted vest was lifted off of her.
She could breathe through her
And awesome. I was saying I felt that when Haley and I went public with our relationship. Like I felt like a physical weight was lifted off of
me. Totally.
And you grew up in the South in a very conservative, I mean, I'm from the South too.
Yeah.
But you came out a lot younger than I did. And you were in a sorority and...
What sorority were you in?
Tri Delta.
Oh,
what
rats.
About you?
I was a Kappa Alpha Theta.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm happy. Like, I love Tri Delta.
We could have been sisters.
We could have been sisters.
Damn
we
it.
Really... That's a bummer.
She said rats.
But
rats.
Did you love being in a sorority?
I did love it. I actually really loved it. I was just talking to... I was with four people yesterday, all of them queer, and we all were in sorority and we were all talking. We all loved the experience. I miss like waking up and going out of my room and being like, who's around? Like who wants to study or hang out or go out or whatever? Like it was really, it's such a unique experience that you'll never have again. Like
ever.
When are you ever going to, I lived with 100 girls. Never going to happen again. But also really does not help you become straight. Yeah. So if anyone is looking to me for influence, it will not straighten you out. I was like,
at that point, were you knew you were queer at that point?
I fell in love with a girl in high school. Yeah. So I wasn't out, but I got outed in high school by that girl's parents. Mm-hmm. They outed me to like my parents. And then when my parents asked me if I was gay, I was like, no, obviously not. And I just kept it a secret. And then I went to school in Oklahoma, joined a sorority. I was like, I'm going to find my husband here, obviously, my MRS degree. Did not fucking happen. Then I just was like around 100 really beautiful girls all the time. And I'm like, damn it. this is not working. Yeah. And then I went online. So it was like, it was such a, it was a perfect experience because I felt so lonely in my sorority, although I was having so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like I had a great time, but obviously everyone was dating boys and like a lot of religious people going to school there. And I was just like really internalizing like all of my own like sexuality stuff and not talking to anyone. And then I found out about Tumblr, which is like a blogging website. And then I went on there and then I was like, oh my God, lesbians exist. I had no idea that we were out there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, sick. Maybe I could like figure this out.
You're like, I found my people.
Yeah.
How so crazy. when you fell in love with a girl in high school, was that the first time you like had feelings? Or because Haley's like, I knew I was gay when I was 5.
I didn't know girls could be gay. That's the thing. So I thought boys could be gay. I don't know where this came from.
Like, no, I get it. I totally get that.
I just didn't think
you
anything.
Knew Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Also, I knew girls could be gay that looked like my PE coach and my volleyball coach, which I look back and I've talked about these women a lot, like in YouTube videos in the past where I've just been like, and I did not relate to them. And I kind of feel guilty almost now thinking back because how badass were those two ladies to be out in Texas with their crew cut haircut? I mean, like,
yeah,
that's so brave.
Yeah.
In some ways, like braver than being like a femme lesbian working in a school system because you could be under the radar and not say anything.
Right.
Like there was no hiding the fact that those ladies were gay. But I did look at them and I was like, well, that's not me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not gay. But I had like some, I thought maybe something was up when I was really into this show called South of Nowhere. And it was about two girls and like they kiss at the end, like season finale. And I had sat all the way up in my chair and was like leaning forward and I didn't even feel my body like start moving. And then I was like, oh no, what's going on? But I had boyfriends and I didn't think that much about it. And then this girl, I think I had a crush on pretty much every friend of mine ever, but I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I just was like, this is friendship. Like you're supposed to be just obsessed close friends, with your friends. Like they'd get boyfriends and I'd be like, she does not text me back as quick anymore. This is a bummer. But then I think finally what happened with this girl that I fell in love with is she had a crush back. So it like the first time she ever spent the night at my house, I asked her to scratch my back, like very like normal, I feel like girl thing to do, right? She did it for 2 hours. I was like, something is happening. This is not normal. I didn't know how to tell her to stop. I didn't want her to stop. But also I'm like, usually my friends would do this for like 5 minutes.
Right.
2 hours later, I'm like, are we in love? And we were. So, and then it got really scary and weird, but it started nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like when you're in high school, whether you're into guys or girls, it's such an awkward time.
It's such an awkward time.
You don't know what to do.
You're figuring yourself out. You're trying to figure out how to do everything for the first time.
Yeah, my God. The first time I saw a penis, it was like,
oh my God.
I'm what was your PTSD. First time?
I'm like, did I ever look at one? Like,
she's
in the
like,
eye?
Don't look it in the eye.
Don't look it in the eye. It might hurt you.
I saw one before. And it was not, you know, I am a lesbian, so it did not change anything for me. I don't know. This is kind of inappropriate. I don't know how appropriate it is.
No, like
the first time I ever saw a penis, this guy, I was pulling it on off of him and making it slap him in the stomach over and over again because I thought it was so funny and I didn't know how else to touch it. I didn't want to touch it. And he was like, okay, you please stop doing that. And I was like, I have to go home. I don't want to be here.
You're like, I'm like,
this isn't,
you
this
didn't
is
have,
awesome.
Like, it didn't come over you like the How to Train a Dragon, no. You know, like that's when I see one. I'm like, how do I train this thing?
I literally was like, how do I touch it as little as possible? Like and also somehow like abuse him in the process. It's like slapping him. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I have to go home.
Like, I don't know why you're not enjoying this. I'm having a great
time. Very fun.
It was so fun. Like, I don't want to do anything else to it.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
So when you were in the sorority, you're living with 100 girls.
Yeah, for 2 years. I lived in the house for 2 years.
Best time of my life.
So fun.
So fun.
Did you
like any of them?
Yeah.
I think it was similar to the crushes I had before that girl I liked. Like, I had a couple friends that I probably like wanted to hang out with a little bit too much, but all of them were so obviously straight that I never let myself really like fall into that, especially because I had that experience with the other girl and she was still around. So if I ever wanted to like talk to someone, we kind of like kept our secret relationship going all the way through like my freshman and sophomore year of college. But it got weirder and weirder. But like, yeah, I didn't need the validation from one of my sorority sisters. I knew they were so straight. They were just like so straight that I was like, well, no, but I can't get in here.
I feel like it's such a thing for lesbians to go for straight girls. Like that, Haley was like, that was her.
Oh my God. Yeah. But they're not straight. If they are down, I know, they're not straight.
But if people look obviously straight,
yeah,
how do you know? Because
it's like an energy thing though too. You can tell if someone's giving you like, I can tell when a straight girl is giving me like far too much attention. Mm. You know what I mean? Or they're like, they'll say things like, I kissed a girl once. And you're like, okay, awesome. Yeah. Like, you're just like at a pregame, like taking a shot, and then in between the shot, they're like, one time in high school, I'm like, okay. Got it.
Right. So you're throwing me up a flag here.
Yeah. Like, it's so
you pick
obvious.
Up on social cues.
Yeah. And also it's just like body language. Like it's flirting. You can tell when someone's flirting with you. I mean, yeah. I guess I can tell when someone's flirting with me. And then my thing is, if you like me, you are not straight immediately in my head.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's like going for straight girls, but it's more so going for like girls who don't know they're gay yet. At least like a little.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cash back.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
I feel like you told me you picked up on me and watching
The
Bachelor.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. What did you pick up on when you were watching it?
I thought you and JoJo had a vibe. I'm like, they are vibing. Why are they vibing like this? We literally talked about it all the time.
Yeah, I think it was a conversation people had, I'm realizing.
It was for sure. The girls were talking about it. Like, those girls like each other. Well, maybe one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think you told me that we actually were at Haley's party.
Yeah, I was there the night you met Haley.
And you were like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, it's all lining up.
Yeah. It's this making is exactly sense. How I saw things going when I saw you.
And
on
then
the
you're
bachelor.
Like, I never even met Haley before. This is my first time like ever meeting her. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. What are you doing at this party though? Like, why are you here?
She was friends with a mutual friend who is very straight.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany is good.
No, I'm joking. Very straight. I know.
And she brought me, and I was like, oh, we're going to go out. And if this party sucks, we'll go to the next thing.
Yeah. And then it was a fun party.
Yeah, it's true. Really Becca was party. Like, that was in her phase of life where she was just like down. She was like, I'll go anywhere. Clearly.
She was down.
She sure was.
She was.
6 years later.
That's crazy. That was 6 years ago. I can't believe that.
I know. But when you start, so what I was going to say, when people reference your name, a lot of it comes up like, you were even my sisters. It's like you were the first person where they saw that they looked like you. Mm-hmm. You know, that it wasn't like the stereotypical. Not that anything's wrong with that. I just think that, like you said, you didn't see yourself.
Yeah,
in your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people saw you and watched you on YouTube and saw you on Tumblr, and they're like, oh, if she can be gay, then maybe I can be too. And it's so not the end of the world.
Yeah, that's definitely. And I had people who were like that for me on Tumblr. They just like weren't necessarily like YouTubers or like creating like content for like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a big part of it is just the timing of it. Like when I started on YouTube, I was one of the first lesbian YouTubers, like, which sounds crazy now.
That
but like,
is
I
so mean, crazy.
I was not like the first by any means, but there were not many of us. Mm-hmm. There weren't many people making anything. And I definitely think, especially when I first came out, I mean, I'm not like super mask or anything, but like, especially at the beginning, I was like girl next door, sorority girl, making videos from my sorority house, but whispering so that no one could hear me. And just like, I always say I was like lesbian Hannah Montana because I was out online, but I was straight in real life and like going to date parties with boys and then coming home. And literally I'd be on Tumblr till like 6 a.m, just like stalking people's profiles, talking to people, asking people questions. I was obsessed. But yeah, I think that the representation thing is just the timing of it was kind of divine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I did that. Like, I don't know why I was bold enough to do that.
I know.
Like, I'll do it.
Well, also it's going, you kind of go, okay, eventually people, if this picks up, people are going to
find it.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had all my videos were unlisted. So you had to have the link to watch it, but I would embed them on my Tumblr.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you can still do it today, but you had to like you had to be following my Tumblr or be on Tumblr to find it. And so the way I rationalized it was, if anyone finds it,
they're gay too.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's both of us together. So that's how I was like, it'll be fine. But I definitely got paranoid. My like handle is Now This Is Living on everything, but that's because I started on Tumblr. So everyone's Tumblrs were like little weird quotes or like a life with purpose, you know? So my first Tumblr was
I would like Tumblr.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool. My first one, it's like kind of like Pinterest meets Instagram, I would say. But my first Tumblr was Don't Wait, Live Now. And then people started messaging me on there being like, Shannon, are you thirsty? Do you need a beverage? And so basically insinuating like they knew who I was. And so I got scared. I deleted the whole Tumblr and I had already kind of like amassed a little following on there. And then I was like, I'm starting a new blog. I'm never going to post pictures of myself ever again. So I started this new one And then I think it was like 7 months later, I did take all my pictures off. Then I was home for Christmas break and I got bored. So I posted a selfie on there and I'm like, let's get back into it. I was like, I need to talk to people again. But yeah, it was so weird. Crazy.
Wait, so when, who was the first person you came out to outside of Tumblr?
Who was it? My sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did she respond?
It was so good. She laughed at me. She was like, yeah, obviously. I'm like, okay. This took a lot out of me to say this to you. No, I kind of feel like the outing situation I had in high school is almost like there was a silver lining to it because it prepared my family mm-hmm. a little bit for yeah. the possibility that I would be queer. Mm-hmm. Like, I think both my mom and dad were probably kind of like, well, hopefully she's not. But
yeah.
they had years too, because that happened when I was 16 and then I didn't come out till I was 19.
Okay.
So they had 3 years to be like, it's definitely possible.
It's coming.
Right, right. Yeah. And my sister, I confided in her more about it. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I still feel like I like that girl. But now I'm like, maybe I just like girls in general. Mm-hmm. And then she laughed. And I was like, okay, I'm glad this is fun for you.
You're like, thanks feeling for the respect. The yeah. respectful response.
Yeah.
So when you came out to how long after that did you come out to your parents?
Really quickly after. I came out to my sister probably like at the beginning of summer. And then I came out to my mom. I wanted to transfer schools. So it was like my freshman year of college was over. I was like, there's no way I'm going to come out in Oklahoma. And I was pretty positive at that point. I'm like, okay, I'm gay, mm-hmm. like gay. Like I'm not bi. This is, I'm so I have to do something. And I didn't want to go do all that in Oklahoma. Like, I felt like it would be, when I told my sister about it, then I remember too, she was really scared for me and that she didn't want me to be like a martyr or like put myself out there to get mm-hmm. everyone's whatever mm-hmm. and to like help people change their mind about queer people. She's like, I don't feel like it should have to be you. She's mm-hmm. like, maybe you should transfer schools. You could go to like UCLA or somewhere in California. So me and my sister came to California that summer.
Oh, wow.
And I toured schools and I looked at like San Diego and all these other places. And then I did not apply to transfer in time. So I had to go back to Oklahoma. And I was just like, I guess I'm stuck here now. And then it was great. It worked out amazingly. But I came out to my mom and my dad that summer as well, because that was a conversation of like, maybe I'll transfer schools.
Mm, like why you would want to mm-hmm. transfer.
Like, why wouldn't you go back to Oklahoma? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I'm a lesbian. So
how did you end up in LA?
I graduated. I have a finance degree, in case anyone's curious. Doing nothing with it.
But you have it.
But if things go south and I need a job, hit me up. Yeah, I graduated in May 20. Let's not even say when. Doesn't matter. I graduated in May and I had been doing Tumblr for a while. I had started doing YouTube a little bit. And I think I had like 4,000 subscribers on YouTube when I graduated in May. By December, the same year, I had 100,000. So, because I started to actually post and I stopped mm-hmm. doing the unlisted thing. So it was public. So people could find me on YouTube. And I came out like fully. I merged. I had two Instagrams, back to my lesbian Hannah Montana thing. I had like my straight one and I had the gay one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And they were both private. So everyone I was like having to accept manually, all of my followers I had on my gay one too. So yeah, I like merged the two. I came out, I posted a YouTube video. I posted that on my straight Instagram. I was like, two Instagrams is too many. And by the way, I'm gay. And I was like, yeah. And then I don't know. It just worked. And then the LA thing, I think, kind of happened organically. I wanted to move to New York, but YouTube stuff, like everything was kind of out mm-hmm. here. And at the time I had a girlfriend and she wanted to live in the warm weather. So
is this Cammie?
Mm-hmm.
So
she wanted to be here.
You and Cammie had this like super public
relationship. Mm-hmm.
And how long were you guys together?
Like 3.5 years, I think.
A long.
And what mm-hmm. ages was that?
I think I was turned 21 when I was dating her. So like 20 to 23, 24, something around there.
Was she like your first love?
I think my first love was the girl in high school for mm-hmm. sure. And it was just super rocky though. Cammie was like my first like real relationship mm-hmm. for sure. And so, yeah, in a way, like my first love.
And it was so public.
So public. It was crazy. What were we doing? We had no idea. We really didn't know that I mean, I also, I'm from, I like had a lot of the Texas kind of like ideal like things still mm-hmm. in my head where it's like, oh, you fall in love, you get married, you mm-hmm. whatever. So when I started dating Cammie and I fell in love with her, I was like, well, clearly you're my wife. Mm-hmm. And so who cares if we share everything, everything online. Yeah. And then, yeah, you turn 24 and you realize you came out dating someone you don't have any life experience. Our whole identity kind of became the same. Like we were really, really combined. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And no one would say Shannon without saying Cammie, and no one would say Cammie mm-hmm. without saying Shannon. Or that's how it
that's
felt.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And back then, and then I was like, we have like more life to live. And mm-hmm. I realized that those Texas things that I thought I wanted, I actually didn't want, you know, mm-hmm. I like wanted to experience more life. So yeah. And then breaking up with her, like our breakup felt like breaking up with 300,000 yeah. people. It was so, and no one saw it coming because obviously you're only posting the very best.
Right.
It's like a highlight reel, mm-hmm. but it was also 2016, like before I think people even realized what a highlight reel was, yeah. you know, right. like because no one was using social media. People weren't using social media as mm-hmm. much. I feel like now that there's Instagram stories and like stuff like that, everyone, even like normal everyday people, realize that you only post the best of the right. best. Versus then, I think people were like, what are you talking about? You're a perfect couple.
So
like this is, yeah.
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we weren't posting our fights.
Yeah.
I edited right. them out of the videos. Yeah. But yeah, so it came as a shock to people. But
how long, like, was there a period where you were like, this is not working, but I'm so scared to break up because this is so public? Like, what was that time frame before yeah. when you realized, like, we're not going to get married? She's not my wife.
I think I really had a really hard time believing that that was true. So I think for like 8 months or so, I was like, no way. There's no way I fell out of love. Like, I could not let myself accept that or believe it. So I was like, it must be this, or this is the problem, or it's because we're doing this. And like, maybe we just need more space, like trying to problem solve and be like, we can fix it. We can fix it. Mm-hmm. We can fix it. When in reality, I think I wasn't mature enough to know that yeah. it was just over. And I was like forcing something to work that had run its course probably at that point, which I feel like, yeah, I feel like that's like kind of a classic first love kind of yeah. situation yeah. where you're like, no, we can fix it. And then the pressure of the internet, like, I had that pressure just as a person,
yeah,
dating a person, because I'm like, I don't want to lose you. You're my whole life. Then the added pressure of, and when we do break up, what the hell is going to happen? Like, we posted videos all the time together. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the internet going to think? Am I going to have to do something else? Like, is yeah. social media done? Like, are you going to do social media? Like a million questions. I mean, and here we are today.
There's still edits of y'all yeah. on the internet. Like,
I know.
People are like, yeah, that people are like,
is Cammie married?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cammie's married. Everyone's moved on.
Everyone has moved on. We're moving on.
Devastating for
yeah.
the lesbian community, because now I see all lesbian TikTok and it's like, wow, this was a moment.
It was a moment. I think like when I see it now too, I feel like people have kind of detached it from actually being me. It's more like just their own. You know what I mean? They're
right,
not really
right.
like shipping me and Cammie together.
Right, it's like Edward
today.
And Bella.
It's like what it yeah, meant to them.
It's all, like yeah. we're yeah. characters. We're like, we were a moment in time in their coming out story.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And also like, I feel the same way about that relationship. Like when you're way years out of a relationship, mm-hmm. you can look back on it and be like, wow, there were so many good things about that and so many mm-hmm. great things and beautiful things that I can appreciate it. And also I'm like, it's done. That's
yeah.
yeah.
It's in a box.
But it's weird to have to see it. But yeah. also I've been online now. I've been doing this for so long. I feel like I can see anything at this point.
Right. And you're like desensitized.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't take it to heart.
Well, I want to talk about how desensitized you are okay. with your next relationship mm. that came after Cammie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a break
oh.
in just a second. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's how
much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. All right, we're back. So who is this? It's Carrie Fletcher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have such a really important question, but you can go first.
Well, you can ask your question.
Well, after that, no.
Yeah, I got a lot of tease.
No, because so I listened to her music, mm-hmm. Fletcher, and I've listened to this song. I was like obsessed with this song, and I just discovered that she wrote it about, she's your ex-girlfriend now, but it was your girlfriend at the time, mm-hmm. Becky's So Hot.
Yeah.
I love that song so much. And so now it's like,
this is why I wanted Tanya to be a part of this, because I was like, I need the straightness of Tanya to ask questions like this.
Well, is this a very straight question?
Well, yeah, it's just,
like trauma. It's like,
this is, leads into our desensitized conversation.
Because like, I'm like, how? Okay, so you're like not dating this person anymore. They're writing songs clearly about you and your new, like, she literally named her Becky.
Yep.
Which is her name.
Which is her name, right? Her actual name.
Yes.
And you're dating this person in the moment. Mm-hmm. How do you explain that?
Oh, it was not good. It was not good. I did not expect that. And yeah, it was bad. And I feel like it's funny. Now I've kind of talked about it. I hadn't talked about it really at all. Mm-hmm. And then I had Carrie on my podcast and we kind of talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, because I feel like you guys are like friendly, fine.
Now we're okay. But I had dodged talking about it for a long time just because I also didn't want to like promote the song. So like anytime I talked about it, it made the song do better. And I'm like, I kind of don't want the song to do that.
The song is the song.
Awesome.
Like, I can't contribute to this.
Yeah, there was no like winning. And now,
well, and out of respect for your girlfriend, I feel like.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. And also because I wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. So when it happened, like when you date an artist, you expect that there will be songs written about you. And you know, there's also a song called Birthday Girl, and it says like, we have the same birthday, me and Carrie. So it's like March 18th at 11:59. Like, where are you going to be? It's obviously about mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean? You're like mm-hmm. She's adding a lot of details like that are not necessary.
We could be a little more vague,
you know, leave something up for interpretation.
Right. Like Taylor uses like different people's names, like Peter and Cassandra, like throw me a bone here.
I know. I thought maybe that would happen for me too, but no. So I was expecting a lot of that, but I was not expecting that mm-hmm. scenario. And then it was really tough. It was really hard for my girlfriend at the time, just because it's just like, how do you deal with that, you know? And I obviously, like, I don't want to talk for her at all, but it was just like a really unique mm-hmm. situation to be in. And like, I was in therapy at the time trying to explain that to my therapist. And she's like, just don't go online. I'm like,
welcome to 2024.
It is my job. Right. It also is my job. I had a manager at the time and I was like, what the hell do I do? Like, what should I be doing? I don't have a publicist. Like, I'm not... Capitol Records isn't behind me. Mm-hmm. It's me and my little social media manager, you know? So I'm like, what the hell should I be doing? And she was like, just don't do anything. And I'm like, that feels wrong. Like everything, nothing felt, I think the biggest takeaway from the whole, not the biggest, but a huge takeaway was just how out of control that situation mm-hmm. felt for me. And I felt like there was really no winning in talking about it or staying silent mm-hmm. about it. Like it just kind of, for a while was like eating me up and then creating issues. And then also like being angry at someone is a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Because no one is winning. Like it didn't do anything for me. And she didn't even know because I wasn't talking. I wasn't like, hey, what the f-?
She had to assume that.
Well, I think the radio silence that I did made it pretty obvious. I was not happy. But yeah, that whole scenario was wild. The gift that keeps on giving also. I'm like, just
well, I just can't imagine. Like,
I can't believe she actually used her name. I'm singing the song like this whole time.
I know.
It's like something, you know, not made up. Like, obviously, you know that people write from like real life experiences, but I didn't know there was this actual person's name.
Yeah. A whole human being.
A whole human being. Well, I think it's like you break up and you're dating an artist and you're like, there's going to be content that comes out and mm-hmm. it's inspired by me in our relationship. But I think what you don't expect is that your current girlfriend inspires a full song that goes fully viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine every like lesbian bar club you went to was blasting the song.
Yeah. Sometimes you'd be in like an Urban Outfitters and it would come on and I'm like, did you do it on some, what lesbian is back there? Like we walk in the door and I'm like, Oh really? Okay. Awesome. What a bop. But yeah, no. None of that was expected, and then none of it was really easy to like figure out afterwards either, you know?
Oh my gosh.
A lot of difficult conversations and just like hurt feelings.
Yeah.
And weird vibes. I feel like maybe people shouldn't do that. Maybe she shouldn't have done that.
You basically told her, and she said on your podcast, like, I regret doing it. I don't know if.
I know.
I don't know how deeply she feels that because it did do pretty well. But
I know. I'm like, that worked though, didn't it? Seems like it worked out for you.
It's nice that you can see that in hindsight. Yeah. Thank you.
I know. And also, she went on a different podcast. I'm not talking because we're friendly and fine, but she went on another podcast and she said the same thing, that she regrets putting the song out. And the host was like, okay, well, will you stop performing the song then? And she was like, no.
She's like, that's not like, what I said.
Okay.
I mean, you got to give the people what they want.
Apparently.
Do you feel like it led to the breakup, though? Like all that trauma and struggle?
I wouldn't say that. No, I think it was just, I'm like really cautious. I don't talk that much about my last relationship just because it also was fresh, mm-hmm. fresher mm-hmm. Since it just, 8 months ago it happened. But and also, I don't know, just like I tread lightly. But I think we had a lot of random things like that got thrown at us when we were together. Like mm-hmm. my dad had a heart attack. That song thing happened.
Oh my gosh.
Like other like, you know, little things life that just were like really stressful. And I think it was just hard to get like all of it together mm-hmm. really affected our relationship, obviously. You know,
yeah. I mean, I would. Watching it, I was like, this is so hard. I don't know how they're navigating this. Like, I just feel like I would cause a lot of fights over there.
Yeah. Personally.
Yeah. It was, it definitely didn't, it didn't help.
Yeah. I no, if say. I were Becky, I'd be so pissed.
It did not help anyone.
Yeah.
No. But I also, I don't think you can contribute any one thing to
right.
yeah.
a relationship ending, you know, obviously a lot of life happens.
Yeah. Do you, so I listened to your episodes with Carrie Fletcher, and I
it's so
was
weird
texting
that you guys call
you.
Her Carrie.
I know.
Well, I'll say it for the people listening, for Fletcher, just so they're aware of who we're talking
thank
about.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yeah. The straight people out there.
The people listening. Thank you. Fletcher, and I was texting you. yeah. It's like the chemistry was so palpable through yeah. visually watching you and hearing y'all, because it was like I was listening to y'all just like giggle and like reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were saying things like, yeah, well, this is the end. Like, this is our closure. And I was like, what? This is closure? Like, this feels mean.
I know. I think it's impossible to not have chemistry with someone that you dated for a long time. I think like,
well, let me tell you something.
Okay. It's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it really is one of those things where she is, we had more of a friendship, and we talked about it in the podcast, mm-hmm. I think too. Even when we were together, our relationship was way more friendship based than it ever felt super romantic, which was, when we were in the relationship, kind of a complicated, like it made things harder. Cause I'm yeah. like, wait, do we like each other? Like, do we love each other? You know, like the intimacy, which is
right. Right.
People don't believe that, I'm sure. I mean, we didn't talk about it on my podcast, but like, we did not like have like a super sexual relationship, mm-hmm. I would say, which I think people would think that we did, yeah. especially based off the songs that Carrie writes, mm-hmm. Fletcher, like they tend to be super sexual and like,
yeah.
But yeah, our relationship was so friendly, which made it so fun. But also, I feel like it made it like this could never be like a forever thing. Also, I would never want to date an artist like that. No offense, Becca. But.
That's come with its hardships.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the songs she's writing about Becca are really. What are the
breakup
songs?
One?
Yeah, yeah, Haley wrote like a breakup song about
Becca. And
she
wrote a whole breakup. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I thought we were breaking up. And I was like, I just thought we had a fight.
I'm
like,
dead.
You're so dramatic.
Yeah. Well, see, and you have a different experience than me, because when I dated Carrie, she was not big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't super famous, or like, you know, her career has popped mm-hmm. way more off now. So dating a smaller artist was not that difficult for me. Like, it mm-hmm. was fun. And right. I could go be on the tour. I like did her photos for like one tour, and it was like she was an opener. It's like just a mm-hmm. very different kind of life vibe. I feel, versus knowing her now and watching the content she posts, and like also talking to her about what her life looks like now. I'm like, there's nothing about that sounds desirable mm-hmm. like as a partner for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really just genuinely missed her so much as a friend. I think that's what comes through in the podcast. But because, of course, you can think of us as a couple mm-hmm. and like a past couple. I think a lot of people were watching it being like, oh my God, they're flirting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I swear to God, I'm not. I swear. This is like, I'm just like, I think it's like the biggest, to quote Sophia Bush, but it literally felt like a weight was lifted just to be like, okay, things are copacetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a family where my parents are divorced, but they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my role models in life about like a relationship you could have with an ex mm-hmm. are kind of like, kind of beautiful and mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah, that is sweet.
And I didn't have that. Like, we had such a tumultuous bad thing going on that I think when we finally got together and I forgave her for
healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel so much lighter. And I think that's what's like getting interpreted as like flirtation is more just like lightness. And I just feel like, yeah, just so happy to, I'm so happy to have her as someone in my life that I could just like text and be like, hey, I hope you're doing well. You mm-hmm. know, that's like a whole, it's like going through like to the other side of,
mm-hmm. yeah. You so know? You're really putting a period on
it's
that.
Really done.
It's yeah. done.
Oh, yeah. There's no semicolon.
Has been
no,
it's a period. No, it's
we
a period.
Are done.
Exclamation
point.
Done. Yeah. Closure is closed. We are friends.
All and right.
It's awesome.
You heard it here first.
But well, I will say,
really, I've been saying it.
Okay, we solidified it here. Yeah,
you okay. heard it here for the 800th time. Okay, we're friends.
But I will say, how friendly you are with an ex is like tricky when you are navigating a new relationship.
Totally.
Because like if I were dating someone and they were like, hey, hope you have a good day to their ex, I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't intend to be like her best friend.
Right.
You know,
right. Boundaries.
It's nice to be like cordial. Friendly mm-hmm. and friend. Like, if we talk, it would be okay. You know, mm-hmm. it's not. But yeah, I think dating me in general is probably a little bit intimidating considering my track record. It's a little scary back there. A lot of eyes on all of it.
But it's okay. Like, sometimes the best views come from the scariest climbs, you know?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Hell yeah.
You can take that. Put that on your Hinge profile.
Are you dating?
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm dating. This keeps coming up so much. But yes, I'm dating.
Casually dating or are you?
I've been dating one person. I think, and I talked about it. Yeah. And I think the thing that I'm navigating right now is just how much I want to talk about it or not talk about it mm-hmm. just because my track record, my history is scary. But also because I think at the beginning of dating someone, like, I want to protect it, you know, and just make sure that, I don't know. I think the more eyes you have on something, then it gets scarier. And then people get invested. One of my biggest fears about it in general and me dating is how invested people get in who I'm dating. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels a little bit more intense than what some of my friends I see go through, you know? Like, yeah. I have a lot of friends who are influencers or content creators or artists or whatever, and I'm like, why the f- do people care so much about who I date? Like,
but you don't like that. Like, I think it's so nice.
Is it? No, it's.
I think she's been through enough trauma that we don't understand.
No, I don't understand. No, I really don't.
On one hand, it is nice though. Obviously,
yeah. I mean, like, it's nice that people care.
It's nice that people are invested in
and
me
and they want you to be happy.
All.
I think at the end of the day,
yeah. And I mean, I created it. I set this monster up, I think, by being so public with my first relationship. It's kind of like people do think, I think people think of me, and also I barely ever am single, which is my own thing. But I feel like people think of me as a girlfriend to people, you know, and then mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I wonder what Shannon's relationship would look like. And then I started a podcast called X's and O's. It's about relationships and sex. So
yeah.
I know people care about that content from me, and also I enjoy talking about it too. So it's just like now going into something new, trying to figure out a balance mm-hmm. that's right. And yeah. I have never done it.
Even
I've
when you're newly dating somebody, it's like, I feel like you should make sure that it's like solid before you
invite everyone in.
Even like family and friends, you know what I mean? Like,
so
it's like,
true.
Make sure that that's mm-hmm. good and then bring people in.
So true.
I was going to say, but because you and Carrie didn't have a public relationship.
Yeah.
People knew or assumed, but it was never public. So you went from this like super long public, we filmed everything relationship.
The most public
super
possible.
Super public breakup. And then you get into a relationship and it's quiet with the assumptions that people are talking mm-hmm. about.
I mean, it was, everyone knew we were dating, but yeah, we didn't give them, like, I never posted a kissing picture and we mm-hmm. never would be like, happy anniversary.
Oh.
But, oh. But yeah, people definitely knew. And then the weirdest part was when we broke up, we released all of these pictures and videos that we had been like, we took kissing pictures. We took like mm-hmm. fun little videos of us. And I did her music videos for her EP, The Sex Tapes, and like sex with the X in parentheses. And I am the X in question. And I filmed all the videos for it. And then when we put them out, they also like leaked this website and posted like all these pictures and videos that we had hidden for all those years, which, why did we do that? Why? If we hadn't done that, no one could make an edit of us. And now it's like, here you go.
There's a lot of edits.
After we broke up. What the hell's that? What the heck?
What was that?
I don't know. Like, that was delusion.
It was like, you said you got bored in Texas over Christmas break, so you posted your photo on Tumblr.
It was giving bored. It was giving COVID bored. I'm like, I guess, let's mix it up.
That feels fun.
No.
Oh, you guys did it.
We did it. We leaked them. We leaked all of it. Like, letters I'd written, like, everything. I'm like, whoa. What the hell is this? What are we doing?
It's giving bored. It's giving manic COVID.
It was like
boredom.
So I don't know. On one hand, though, like,
it's fine. We've healed.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of the project itself. Like the videos I made, I'm like, stand by them. And it was like COVID. We literally did all of it, just me and her filming it, editing. Someone edited it for us. But, you know, it was very small, like intimate kind of little project. And then we could have done without the leak, though, I think, of the others. We could have just done the videos. That would have been enough. We're like, no, let's lean in. Let's go even crazier.
Let's lean into the art.
Yeah.
Did you?
Maybe I should have expected Becky so hot now that I think about it.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Was she doing music videos or anything where she was like making out with other people or doing projects where she that when y'all were together?
I feel like that. Yes. I think there was like a couple. And yeah. How's that for you?
Yeah, I'm just asking, how was that for you?
Touchy subject over
that
here
for you.
And how did you handle that?
I think
because you're an artist. So like you also have the viewpoint of like creating art.
And also I've been on set.
Not like that, though.
No. I've been on set and I know the vibe also of like what an on-screen kiss is like. And you've got like 40 people behind the screen watching it, and it's choreographed, and it's like, okay, move your head here, do this there. So that was all fine. But I think going back to the fact that we didn't have a super intimate relationship, like,
oh yeah,
I think sometimes it was even more triggering to me because I'm like, when's the last time we made out? And now I have to watch you make out with some girl. Okay, this kind of sucks. But I think also it was like an immaturity thing because I was younger then. I think today if I dated an artist, which I don't want to, but if it were to happen, I could be more open-minded about the situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's weird. Also, I think there's a part of you that's like, why don't you just like cast two other people? Do you have to be in the music video at all?
Yeah.
Oh, this feels very simpatico here.
I pitched that idea as well.
You're like, okay.
Do you need to be in it or would you rather be behind the scenes?
Yeah, direct.
Directing. Do you want to direct
it? I heard you love to direct.
You're really good at directing. She's director. Like, no, I'm going to direct it and be in it. Yeah. So.
Okay, you're wearing too many hats. Take a hat off.
You're exhausting yourself.
So is it hard for you then?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Got
it. Yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, she's always like, it's just, she's the same way. You if you saw it happen, like if you're on set.
Yeah, would
like,
you ever go on set?
I'm like, I don't want to watch it on set either. But fair. Maybe that would help me.
Maybe.
But you said you also got jealous. Y'all didn't have a super romantic relationship.
I did also get jealous. But I don't even know if there's ever, I don't know if that actually ever happened. Maybe
also,
she did.
You guys,
remember.
This is very normal. Like, yeah. No, that's to be jealous of that. Like, it's so normal. Yeah. I'm like, if I saw my fiance making out with anybody behind a lens, I'd be like, get your mitts off my man.
Yeah.
I don't care anybody that says, like, yeah, it's fine. It's like so cool. Like, no, deep down, it's irking or something.
Like, maybe you don't like him that much if you're fine with it.
Right.
But I think the positive thing about a music video is what? The length of that set is maybe 2 days, you know? So I'd have a way harder time dating an actor who's on location with someone for months at a time.
Well, she's pretending, also an actress.
Yeah.
Shannon really, really tugging at them.
She might be way harder to date an actress.
She's wearing too many hats. She needs to stop. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, she's doing too much. She really is.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a break.
But I do say, like, I think that would really send me into a spiral, which we haven't navigated yet, but we will get there when we do.
We'll get there.
But yeah, I just think it's like, you know, you watch the person. I've always wanted to talk to you about that because I was like, I wonder what that feels like or what it felt like for you.
Yeah, it's just not, it doesn't feel good. Yeah. No matter what, it doesn't feel good. Even if you can be super secure and be like, I know it's not real. Like, obviously you're kind of like, bummer.
Yeah. I'd watch Haley on stage. I'm not even dating her. And I was like, oh my God, like, that girl's grinding very close to her. Nothing. And I'm not even dating her. Like, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, all my friends were like, are you good?
Oh my God. Like, okay, it's art though. Yeah. You have to detach.
I know. Yeah, detach. So I've had to, you know, because I come from a very traditional Southern straight world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've had to detach that. What she creates is her art and like how she wants to express herself. And it's not, has literally nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Or how much she loves you or how good your relationship is.
Like, right.
Yeah. It's hard. I have friends who are artists too, who navigate that with their partners. And I don't know that anyone's doing it awesome.
Smoothly.
You know, yeah, I think everyone struggles with it a little bit. Like, I think it'd be weird if you didn't.
I agree.
Yeah. No one's doing it awesome.
No one's doing it awesome.
That's a great tagline. We should make that the name of this episode.
No one's doing it
no
awesome.
No one's doing it awesome.
What are your plans in your career? Are you wanting to focus on the podcast? Are you liking doing the podcast?
Yeah, I'm loving doing the podcast. And I'm hiring like an editor right now. And I think that will help me like it even more.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just so much work that I feel like, it's because it's weekly. It's like, okay, Wednesday happens. And then I'm like, whew, I can breathe. And then I'm like, I have to do it again. Like, I have to key. It's again. Another one. And I just think that doing all of it, I'm not able to focus as much on like what we talk about or like if I want to play a game. Like, I don't even have like the threshold to do it because I'm just kind of like burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. But also, you know what is killing me? It's like a part of me would love to be mysterious. Like, I want to be kind of like, and I'm, how do you be mysterious when you have a fucking podcast?
Yeah, no, you're not mysterious anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
What else do y'all want
to
know?
Hate to break it to you.
I know. I'm only 20 episodes in. I'm like, I think I've said everything. I don't know anything else. We've talked about it. We've
covered every ground.
And that's it. Let's wrap it up. No, but having a guest makes it so much easier because every time it's like, what could be anything?
Yeah. Or maybe you get a co-host. Because I started the podcast by myself and bring Tanya on, it was like...
That would help too. I think the only thing that I like about doing it by myself is the freedom of being able to do it whenever I want to do it, you know?
Yeah, like you could literally like wake up at 2 a.m. and just like bust out a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I literally can. Yes. Sometimes I film my intro the night before and I'm like, I post it at 3 a.m. and I will film my intro part, which is just like a little bit by myself at like midnight. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, I had all day. Also, by the way, I can do things whenever I want, but I choose to do them like 2 hours before. I need the pressure. I'm like,
yeah, I do. I do that too.
Oh,
I need the pressure. It's got to be like the last midnight, the midnight hour for me.
I'm a huge procrastinator too.
Me too.
But then I'm like, and my best work happens after midnight. I'm like, probably not though.
You want to know how my...
Could probably be better.
I got like B+ on my essays that I wrote the night before, but I passed.
But yeah, exactly. It's doing okay.
Enough.
Yeah. But yeah, I love the podcast.
I see a lot of people on TikTok and then like even in our Facebook group on social media talk about dating women and how do you... Like a lot of girls that are like... either discovering their sexuality later or they've, you know, only dated men and they're like, I want to date girls. And they're like, how do you approach a girl? How do you date? How do you flirt with girls? What's your advice for people? Because you kind of have an advantage because you're kind of just known. You probably haven't had to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
I'm not doing any heavy lifting. I definitely don't have a normal dating experience. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say like I've never had to like. I don't know, go up to someone at a bar. I mean, I guess I have.
Or I guess what gets your attention if someone comes up to you and what is it about someone that that you're like, oh, I want to know more.
Well, I think the energy thing, like we were talking about before, like clocking someone's queer right away, that is the first step for me. And then, I don't know, I think just like having, I think it's the same as dating guys. That's the thing, I think. And I think people get so in their head, it's obviously different, there are differences, but... At the end of the day, there's not like some new unique formula where it's like, and only wear an earring on your left ear. Like it's not that anymore.
It's not 20, like the upside down pineapple in your grocery cart.
Exactly. It's 2024. It's like you were going to just date someone and it will feel the same as dating. I think the biggest thing is people just getting over, like girls getting over the fear of not being experienced and thinking that makes their sexuality less valid or... Mm-hmm. Just like less confident in themselves because of it. It's like every person who is queer had a first relationship, had a first experience, just like every straight person had a first relationship, a first experience. Like it's all the same. And you will find the right person who wants to like take on that journey with you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll be both of your first relationship, but sometimes, you know, someone will have already dated multiple people and then you'll be their first girlfriend. And it's like, yeah, you just need to find the right person who you really care about and then they'll make it, I think, smooth and easy for you.
Yeah. But. I was very intimidated. Yeah. I didn't have to, like, I mean, when Haley and I met, it was so, like, it wasn't a lot of thinking to it. But then, like, when we started, I was like, well, she's, like, lesbian Jesus. Like, what? And I am from The Bachelor. Yeah,
it's, like, two worlds.
Twice.
Yeah, two times.
Tried to get
engaged twice. How did it go for you? Did you feel like it felt that much different than dating men?
Well, I felt like it felt different in a whole new way. Like it felt so
exciting
and effortless. And I like wanted to talk to her 24/7 and I wanted to know what she was doing. And then I was like, get a grip on yourself. I go like, play it cool. You are way cooler than this.
Yeah, you definitely didn't play it cool.
No, it was not cool. But it was different. It was different in like almost the opposite way for me where I was like.
Well, there's also like the thing like. The familiarity of being a woman and talking to a woman.
The
like,
comfort.
We like get each other already innately.
Yeah, that's so nice. I always feel like whenever it's like their anniversary and stuff, I'm like, God, like just, I don't know. And then they get to like share clothes. Like I'm always like,
I do share clothes. Yeah.
It's so nice.
There's like definitely pros to it.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like con can't have a baby together. That's like the only one I can think of though.
Yeah.
But you still can have babies, yeah.
Right? There's ways,
just like the DNA,
bit. Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
But you know,
one of each.
I would take everything else about being a lesbian and leave that behind. I'm loving it. It's going.
Do you want kids?
Potentially, yeah. I think I do. I think I'm realizing the timeline that I thought I was on mm-hmm. is different again. Girl, you know, like preach. The first, I already did it once when I, that first relationship, I was like, oh, I'm going to get married probably when I'm like 27.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm 32. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know if I want to get married in the next 5 years. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's like, people say that there's a delayed adolescence for queer people because you don't get to go through puberty and have those like first relationships at the same time as your straight friends mm-hmm. getting to have like their first loves and stuff. And I do feel like there is some truth to that, where in a lot of ways, I feel a lot younger than 32, just like timeline wise. But yeah. I think also timelines just are bullshit.
I know.
Yes. Throw them to the curb. Yeah. Kick them out.
It's not real.
No.
Like, who made this up?
Yeah.
No one in LA.
Everyone's no. mad about it though. So I don't know who made it up, but we're all mad about the timeline
thing. I know, yeah. But don't you feel like I literally like looking around at all my friends, I'm like, is anyone getting engaged soon? Like, no.
See, I'm surrounded by engaged people right now.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, but I'm also 36.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, but like, it's that time. I mean, if I was in the South, this would have happened 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, all my friends were like engaged 10 years ago. I'm like.
I know. Mine too. And also, it's awesome because now I don't have to go to a wedding for a long time. I'm done.
But do you not like weddings?
I do not like wearing a dress and being yes. a bridesmaid. It's oh, yeah, miserable. Oh. But it's fun. But the dress part. Last wedding I went to, I got drunk and at the very end of the night changed into sweatpants and came back to the reception. And I looked back and I'm like, that maybe was inappropriate. But also, should you have put me in a dress?
That was on you.
Yeah. What did you expect? I got uncomfortable.
I always get in fights about wedding stuff because I'm like, well, I'm also very much about church, like whatever the dress code is, mm-hmm. I like to follow that. So I'm like, you don't have to wear a dress. Like, wear, like, she wore a like beautiful suit to Chris Harrison's wedding. And it mm-hmm. was like, I felt like she felt good about herself. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be this like frilly dress, but we always go. She's like, why are there rules to this?
And I'm
like,
it's so hard though, as like a lesbian. Wedding, so get ready. It's so hard to not like, when a dress is not on the table, which Haley will wear dresses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but for me, so I've removed dress from the dresses.
You're just like dresses, anti-dress.
No dress for me. Then you look at these things and you're like, what the hell do I wear? And then I date people who wear dresses. I'm like, that was so easy. I could do that in 1 second. Obviously, I could pick out that dress and wear it, but I cannot. It will not look good. And then girl suits, also a whole other problem going on there. They fit badly. like what the f*** do you wear? And what is business casual?
You should start for a lesbian line for people like a cool,
yeah, if I could figure out what to wear myself.
Yes. Like, you figured it out there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. I always joke, sometimes I'll go on Pinterest and be like, lesbian business casual, and a picture of me will pop up.
That's so
and I'm like,
funny.
I don't like that outfit. That outfit is bad. We should remove this. Scrub now, it from the internet.
You can call it, now this is wedding attire.
No.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Or it could just be, what is it? Now this is?
Now this is clothing. Living.
Now this is living, and then parens, wedding attire. Mm. Parens, work parens. Attire. You could do all different, these are parentheses.
These are very long titles. These are the longest. It's a mouthful.
Listen, we'll troubleshoot it. We'll go through some ideas and we'll pitch it better next time. This is just off the cuff.
Yeah, 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 off the cuff.
I think there's something there.
Yeah, I
think
so too.
It really is.
And I think you could be the leader to do it. The face of it.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready. As soon as I get an editor for my podcast, so I have a little bit more time.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll start trying on the outfits.
We'll get back together once you have your editor.
Perfect.
Thank you for taking time to scrub in and be on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing about yourself and your life with our listeners, who I know are going to love this, because every time I talk about you or post about you, they're like, get Shannon on the podcast. It happened.
I'm here. And it was awesome. You. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yay.
Bye.
I hope none of my ex-girlfriends get mad at me for this.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.